This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. He called it disastrous, horrible, one-sided. He's vowed to get rid of it or to renegotiate it. And today, he declared he would not certify it.
I am announcing today that we cannot and will not make this certification. We will not continue down a path whose predictable conclusion is more violence, more terror, and the very real threat of Iran's nuclear breakout.
That, of course, is President Trump just this afternoon on the Iran nuclear deal. However, the president stopped short of fully withdrawing from the agreement, and instead he urged Congress to pass a new law detailing if and when to reimpose sanctions. So let's get some thoughts here from Gary Seymour. He's executive director for research at the Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs. He also served for 4 years as President Obama's White House coordinator for arms control and weapons of mass destruction. Gary Seymour, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Meghna. Happy to be here.
So first of all, what exactly changed today regarding the United States' participation in the Iran nuclear deal?
So not very much. I mean, President Trump's decertification is a political act. It doesn't really affect the agreement per se, as long as the U.S. continues to observe the sanctions relief that Iran got under the agreement. And President Trump made it clear that he's not asking Congress to reimpose those sanctions at this time. So for now, the deal remains in effect. The longer-term question, as President Trump said, what will happen if the U.S. fails to renegotiate the agreement? President Trump said at that point he might unilaterally withdraw.
Okay. So, you know, until we get to this point, I still want to grapple with a little bit of the political significance of what the president announced today, because, you know, let's look overseas for a moment. How might our European allies be responding to this? Because to them, the Iran agreement means a great deal.
That's right. But everybody understands that decertification is meaningless. So that doesn't worry people. What worries people is that decertification is the first step toward a effort to renegotiate the agreement, which, if it fails, which is very likely, that would lead to U.S. withdrawal. So the concern you'll hear from Europe and from the Russians and Chinese and even the Iranians is not so much about decertification per se, it's what happens after decertification if the U.S. insists on trying to fundamentally renegotiate the terms of the agreement.
Okay. But I wonder what you make of some of the specifics that the president mentioned today about Iran and the violations that he says the country has already committed under the terms of the nuclear agreement. Here's what the president said.
For example, on two separate occasions, they have exceeded the limit of 130 metric tons of heavy water. Until recently, the Iranian regime has also failed to meet our expectations in its operation of advanced centrifuges.
But on the other hand, the EU's foreign policy chief insisted that the deal is robust and that there have been no violations. So what are we to make of that?
Well, even more important, the International Atomic Energy Agency, which was responsible for inspection and monitoring of the agreement, has said on numerous occasions that Iran is currently in compliance with the limits on its nuclear program required under the agreement. Now, President Trump is correct that in the past, when actually during President Obama's presidency, Iran did violate by very small amounts the limits on heavy water and low enriched uranium, but those violations were of no technical significance, and they were very quickly corrected when the U.S. and other countries called Iran on it. So it's not true that Iran is currently violating the nuclear agreement, but it also doesn't matter, because under the certification, President Trump has a lot of flexibility. And as he made clear, his main reason for decertifying is because, in his judgment, the sanctions relief is not, quote, appropriate and proportionate to meet U.S. interests. So I think a debate about compliance is really besides the point. Trump has within his authority to decertify, and whether or not you believe Iran is in compliance or not doesn't really matter.
So what do you think is likely to happen in Congress, though, in the next 60 days, since it seems as if the president has now put the future of the U.S.'s involvement with this Iran deal in their court?
Well, the first thing and the most important thing is that Congress is not going to reimpose the sanctions that were lifted under the agreement. That's very clear. The administration is not asking for it. Many members of Congress, including those who oppose the agreement, like the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker, as well as the ranking minority Ben Cardin, they both understand the U.S. cannot walk away from this deal without cause. So whatever Congress does, it's not going to break the agreement. The administration has signaled that they would like to have new legislation that relieves the burden on the president of having to certify every 90 days, which he finds an embarrassment. And the president referred in a very general way to some additional measures he would like to see in the legislation, but his language was so unclear that I'm not really sure what he means. But I think we'll see in the next, you know, couple of weeks, we'll see legislation emerge in the Senate and maybe in the House that will be responsive to President Trump's requests. Whether Congress can get this all done in 60 days, I don't know.
So one last quick question for you, Gary Seymour, if I could. Again, the 60-day period is very key, but looking beyond that, is it possible that the president's actions today may have the effect of actually pushing Iran even closer towards other regional powers, I'm thinking namely Russia?
Well, I think for the time being, Iran will continue to honor the agreement because they're benefiting from sanctions relief. And Iran and Russia have worked together primarily in Syria to actually be victorious in terms of saving the regime of President Bashar Assad. The longer-term question is the renegotiation. Right, now, the Iranians are saying we're not prepared to renegotiate the agreement. President Trump is demanding very significant changes that would require more concessions from Iran. And so far, there's no sign the U.S. is prepared to offer any concessions in return, like additional sanctions relief. So in the absence of that, it's hard to see this renegotiation agreement being successful.
Well, Gary Seymour is the Executive Director for Research at the Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs. Thank you very much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Magna. Happy to do it.